comes McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And there's Talbot. And Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Who've been on both sides of this Battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, but there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste, and we've had it 4 out of 5 years here, so we know we need to be better.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. A new week, new podcast as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Montreal Canadiens today with a record of 1-2. Of course, I'm Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers and give us a follow at Locked On Pod. Coming up on today's show, I'll be joined by Tom Gazzola in minutes from now as we'll break down all the new pairings and lineups for the Oilers as they get set to take on the Habs. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. We'll have Tommy for two segments, and then we'll hear from Coach Dave Tippett. He had a long presser with all the line changes and all that, so we'll get to that in the third segment and the question of the day and all that fun stuff. But right now, we bring in Tom Gazzola from TSN 1260, of course, my partner on the pre and post game. No, sorry, on the post game show, not the pre, but he is the host for both. Tommy, my friend, how was the weekend?
Weekend was good, Nat. So we had a pretty good post-game show on Saturday after the Oilers got stomped by the Habs. And, you know, it'd be great to have you on the pre-game show as well with Connor Halley and Matt Cassian because we like to bring the Latino heat with you.
Nice, nice.
And that's always great. You know that. We get a kick out of that. It's always fun. But I feel like it's three games into the season, but we've seen bad performance, really good performance. Bad performance. Maybe tonight we see really good performance, but it's kind of alarming when you really think about it. I don't think a Jekyll and Hyde type of season will lend to a playoff spot for the Oilers. I think they need to get things sorted out in a hurry, and we'll see tonight which team shows up because the Habs caved them in on so many shifts in that game. Yeah. Was it three games in four nights that did them in? Did they need rest? Montreal was rested. They'd only played one game on opening night. Who knows? It's going to be a season where every team's going to face this type of situation schedule-wise, for sure.
Tommy, let's get to the D pairings because that's where the most changes are being made for today. Nurse is going to play with Slater Cuckoo, who did play on the right side last season, says he's comfortable there. They'll be your top pairing. A move I think we all saw coming was Chris Russell in for Caleb Jones. He's going to be paired with Tyson Barrie, and then Adam Larson remains in the lineup. And the one that's interesting to me is Lagesson draws in. Tommy, I want to get your thoughts on just these moves here. We just did the two guys, and we're all a little thrown back, and I just saw Rashog's tweet on Twitter as well. Like, we're a little surprised Ethan Bear is out. Like, he had one bad game, and this is a guy that moves the puck extremely well. He's been solid with Darnell Nurse. It's an interesting move by Tippett. He's holding guys accountable, and I hope that goes for everyone because Adam Larson hasn't been very good either. But what do you make of Ethan Bear coming out this early in the season?
Definitely a surprise. I have to echo that sentiment. I mean, he was coming off a +3 night where he played his usual 23 minutes. He was one of the few guys that actually wound up being a plus on opening night against the Vancouver Canucks in what was generally a pretty bad game overall for the team. When they lost to Vancouver, and then nobody really had good nights. I think Kyle Yamamoto, maybe Tyson Barrie, they had good nights for the Oilers on Saturday, and the Habs, you know, ran their show. And there were moments where Bear made some mistakes, and this is still a young player. And last year was a good rookie season for him, but he's still figuring things out. I mean, he's certainly ahead of where he was last year. You get that second year vibe where you get more confidence and you want to avoid the sophomore slump. But this is a dose of reality. It's tough love from Dave Tippett. Do I necessarily think that Bear should be yanked out of the lineup? Probably not, Nanso. But I understand. He wants to give Bear a quick little reminder that you got to stay hungry. You got to be focused, sharp, no letdowns. And Bear was at his best last season, especially coming into the year because he had a chip on his shoulder. And maybe this gets him back into that mindset. Not to say that he's been bad this year, but just a stark reminder that, hey, the leash is short for everyone this year. And you need to be going every night. Can't have any off nights. Sucks for him. We'll see how he responds. And, you know, this is me just, you know, throwing this out there. Hopefully this doesn't lead to him and the coach disagreeing on anything like, or anything like that. It's just, hey, quick wake up call. We'll see you back in the lineup on Wednesday in Toronto, but have a look, see what you did wrong. Plus the Lagesson thing, I was surprised by Lagesson. Russell, it was hilarious. We read it out on our post-game show that people were clamoring for Russell on Twitter to get back into the lineup. Never in my time covering this team would I think that Oilers fans would be asking for Chris Russell to be back into the lineup the way they were on Saturday.
I mean, Willie Lagesson, Tom, this is a guy that's been in the minors. He's looked good at the AHL level. He's played a few games in the NHL. It's just for a team that was giving up a ton of shots. Their defensive game is not as strong. I'm just a little thrown off how a guy that's more of an AHLer than an NHLer is the answer here to be a better defensive team. Is that fair?
It is fair. I'm wondering how much this has to do with him being a big body guy. And then they have him paired up with Adam Larson, his fellow Swede. I know William Lagesson has put in a ton of work, really focused on working and developing his game, and it's paid off. He gets high praise in Bakersfield from the coaching staff and his fellow players, and this is kind of a reward for that. And Dave Tippett talked a little bit about it as well in his pregame press conference when he said that Lagesson's put in the work and this is his opportunity to get a chance. He's only played 8 NHL games, hasn't really done much with the time he has spent in the National Hockey League. Perhaps it's a bit of a gamble to see what the Oilers can do. And then the other thing too is I'm wondering if, and not to say that Lagesson's an overly physical guy by any means, but maybe the Oilers want to go with a bit bigger defense, a bigger look. I mean, Caleb Jones is about the same size as Lagesson, and Chris Russell is obviously smaller than Ethan Bear, but maybe a tougher, grittier defense tonight as opposed to more smooth skating, offensively minded, puck moving type of defense, because we saw the Oilers get roughed up by the Habs defense. Maybe they want to return that favor to the Habs tonight. Maybe that's part of the mindset. I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see if it pays off. It's a bit of a gamble, but this is why Dave Tippett gets paid the big bucks to be the head coach.
We thought there'd be changes. I think the Bear one kind of threw us all for a loop there. Joined by Tom Gazzola, the host on the pre and post game shows on TSN 1216, part of the Oil Stream podcast with our good buddy Dustin Nielsen. One last one here on the defense, Tommy. Slater Cuckoo has been impressive. I think everybody's been impressed with him through training camp, through the scrimmages, and then in his first three games, he gets the bump up. Do you know Slater Cuckoo was, listen, it's three games, but for me, he moves well. He moves the puck well. He defends well. He's excellent on the PK. I'll be honest, I didn't know much about Slater Cuckoo outside of watching him in the bubble playoffs against the Oilers. Is this kind of what you expected, or is it a pleasant surprise for you as well, Tom?
Definitely a pleasant surprise, Hernan. I mean, outside of knowing Cuckoo faced the Oilers with the Chicago series and knowing he was in Tampa for a bit and things not really working out as a first round pick and coming in with a lot of clout, This has been good. Like to me, he's been steady. Perhaps in his mind and confidence wise, he understands that there's an opportunity here for him to actually become a regular everyday National Hockey League defenseman, which is something he really has not been to this point in his career. And defensemen take a long time to develop. Around the 24, 25 year old stage is kind of when they start to figure it out at the NHL level. And maybe we're witnessing that, and the Oilers are going to benefit from a more mature player in Slater Cuckoo now. And again, it's still early, But if they feel that they have something here, a guy who won a spot in their top six, and if he continues to play well for them, being a steadying presence, calm, cool, and collected, making generally the right plays, good reads. We saw a great read by him on that goal that he scored the other night. He's gonna find himself playing most nights then, which is good. But Hernan, in 10 games from now, we might be talking about Slater Cuckoo not being in the lineup because he's not been up to speed and not good enough. I think it's still a wait and see, feel it out process. But at the same time, it's weird too, in this 56 game season, it's a trial by fire. So you're scrambling for points every night, or every second night in this case. And you need the guys that are going to get you those points. And right now, Cuckoo's been one of those guys. So here he is moving over to the other side and getting bumped up, and we'll see how he handles it.
We'll continue to preview the Edmonton Oilers and Montreal Canadiens as they get set to face off tonight at 7 o'clock. Of course, the game's here at Rogers Place. More with Tom Gazzola here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the act. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm joined by my good buddy Tom Gazzola. You can connect with him on Twitter at Tom Gazzola. You can find me at Hernan the Man. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. And while you're there, please leave us a great review. Tommy, let's head on over to the forward group. Top two lines remain the same. I mean, Cassian jumps in after missing the weekend game due to the birth of his second baby. And congrats to Zach Cassian.
Yeah.
And so those lines remain the same. Joachim Nygaard joins Turris and Puljujarvi now, and then it's Archibald, Shore, and Chiasson. Your big guys are always going to produce and put up the big points. Which guys, in your opinion, need to get going here for the Oilers?
And Nanso, this is where your third line that's expected to chip in with some offense and give you some good, decent minutes in the offensive zone, generally, has to step up. And this is on Kyle Turris, who has looked better on the defensive side of things. Although in the first game of the year, you know, he got caught late. I think it was an Adam Gaudette goal where he was caught chasing, and he's been better since, in the two games since. But at some point, you got to get some offense going. And I know that he's kind of finding a rhythm with Jesse Puljujärvi. We're seeing Joachim Nygaard on the left side of that line. Josh Archibald comes down to the fourth line to play with Devin Shore and Alex Chiasson. I still expect this line to be able to chip in and tilt the ice in favor of the Oilers. And Turris has to be a key factor of that. And hopefully he can continue what looks like some sound defensive play. He's been decent on the PK. He has been good in his own zone for the most part, but they were able to get some chances, but they're going to need some offense at some point. This line's got to generate its own and not rest on its laurels and let the first two lines do all the heavy lifting all the time, which they will likely do. We know that. But at some point, you got to add and contribute a little bit as well and carry and shoulder some of the load from everyone else. And that's on these guys. Turris has been around the league for a while. He's put up respectable numbers. Puljujärvi looks better. And Nygaard had a great camp. I really thought he was flying every time he touched the puck. And now he's got a better opportunity to have a positive effect on this lineup as opposed to playing on the fourth line the other night. So this is the part of the lineup up front, Nanso, where I go, okay, come on. You guys need to be scoring a little bit here. And it's great to see Nick McDavid, Nugent Hopkins, Drysdale, those guys pop off. We all enjoy watching that, but you need those ugly, greasy goals from lines 3 and 4. And the other good thing too is we're seeing some offense from the blue line, which the Oilers didn't have a ton of last year. But you need lines 3 and 4, especially this line 3, to get you going. That's why Turris was brought in here.
Neil and Koss are close. It looks like they will go to Toronto on the road trip. So there's a lot of competition right now in that bottom six because Tip's looking for something, some chemistry, some points and all that. And even Cahoon, he was impressive to start. He kind of tailed off in the Montreal game. He didn't do much. RNH is playing with McDavid and he keeps getting brought up. How long will Tippett wait if this team continues to struggle to move RNH? But Tom, with Neil and Haas back, like the competition is going to ramp up here. And a guy like Tyler Ennis, I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised he's in and out of the lineup this early on. I thought this was a guy that was going to be a regular in the top nine. And so far, he's not getting it done for Coach Dave Tippett because he's only going to play in two out of their first four games.
And there's been some talk that he might be a little bit banged up as well.
Okay.
So I thought he'd be a mainstay in the top nine, but nobody, when he's gotten in, he's had some good flashes. I thought he made a few good plays the other night before the wheels completely fell off for the Oilers in that game. And he's kind of, you know, without being really outside of maybe some time on power play too with spot duty and minimal time out there, it's tough when he's not really a special teams player and he's a depth forward. And all of a sudden, to me, he's a bit of a jack of all trades, and he'll take any responsibility given to him by the coaching staff and he'll handle it as best as possible. But it's a logjam. It really is. There's going to be moments in the season where you're going to need a Tyler Ennis in the lineup.
Yeah.
And I think with the big defense that Montreal throws at you, big, mean, heavy, maybe this is a scenario and matchup where Ennis doesn't really give you the best opportunity, or Dave Tippett thinks, hey, I need to match bigger bodies with the bigger D. And this is one of those players where he can swap in someone else that has a little bit more sandpaper. And we're going to see Zach Cassian back in the lineup. And if Cassian can use his body, be physical, be that wild man with the crazy eyes that throws the opposition off, that'll be a big advantage for the Oilers.
Just a few more for you here, Tommy. Mikko Koskinen has faced 111 shots in the three games. That's 37 per game. Goals against average is 4.40. Save percentage, 0.892. Listen, Tom, I don't think we can put this all on Mikko Koskinen. The team in front of him has to be a better defensively, and this team has to improve in that aspect, because you can have the best goalie in the world, and the way the Oilers play defense, it's not going to help. But does Mikko Koskinen, in your opinion, need to be a lot better?
Not a lot better, because I think he has been relatively good for the most part. There's only a few goals I would be like, hey, that was terrible, Mikko Koskinen. Even looking back at Saturday night, Tomas Tatar's goals were things of beauty.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then, Jeff Petrie off of Koskinen's save, bats the puck to the front of the net. No one knows where it is. And Petrie's the one who bangs it home because he's the only one who has a clue where it is. That was a bit of a fluky goal. And then the second Petrie goal, that was Koskinen trying, he makes the save. He tries to flick it out, but he flicks it off of Ethan Bear's butt and it goes back into his net. Again, fluky. Maybe Koskinen could have been better on the rebound control there. The Jake Evans goal, again, he makes the first save, bad rebound. Evans bangs it home. Tyson Barrie's trying to come back on an odd man rush off a bad Connor McDavid turnover in the Canadian zone while the Oilers are on the power play. Koskinen needs to be better, Nanso, but it's not him having to be so much better. Yeah. The team defense and the egregious mistakes continue to kill this team. And I think the fact that he's been the busiest goaltender, not only in games played and minutes, but rubber that he's faced, the amount of shots that he's faced, tells you where the Oilers are at with their team defense and their blue line collectively, because it's no bueno, as you and I like to say on the post game show. It's a whole host of things. And then I don't think Mikko Koskinen is the guy that's going to put you over the top, but he has not been the reason why the Oilers are losing these games.
No, fair enough. And that's why I've, you know, even talking earlier with the guys on another podcast, so I was kind of like, I'm so on the fence here, because I think it's a little unfair to be so harsh on Mikko Koskinen just because of the play in front of him. And I mean, 111 shots, 37 per game is just crazy, Tom. Yeah. I mean, eventually you're going to have to buckle down and get those shots down to under 30 if you want to have any success. Tommy, any prediction for tonight? Do you want to give one?
I feel like we're going to see a tighter game. I really do. I think the Oilers, they generally bounce back better than they used to in the past after a bad loss. They got embarrassed on Saturday on the national spotlight, and that usually pisses them off, and they generally come back better. They did that a lot last season. So I think it'll be a tighter game. I think it's going to be one of those 3-2 games. I do feel like the Oilers will pull this off, and Maybe the bigger bodies have an effect as well. They know what to expect from the big body blue liners that are mean and rough on them from the Habs. And they're going to see Jake Allen tonight, who is not Carey Price. And let's not kid ourselves too. the Oilers had a few pretty damn good chances. McDavid got stopped on a breakaway early on in the game. They, I thought, in the first 5 minutes were excellent and got some chances. And Carey Price was there to have the answer every time. And so I think that really kind of gave the Habs a chance to turn the tide, which they completely did. And so Jake Allen is nowhere near as good as Carey Price. He's an expensive, serviceable backup. We'll see how the Oilers handle him.
Perfect, Tommy. Thank you so much for taking time. I'll probably see you down at, well, I don't know if they're skating tomorrow as they travel out.
No skate tomorrow, by the way.
Okay, tomorrow. But I'll talk to you later. Obviously, as we're on TSN 1260 for the pre- and post-game shows. Should be a gooder, regardless, win or lose. It's always fun with the Edmonton fans. But, buddy, I always appreciate you taking some time to join me, and we'll chat later today.
Always happy to hop on, and good job as always. We will talk to you tonight, Hernan.
Built Bar is the best-tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code locked on and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code locked on for 20% off at builtbar.com. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Close out the show. We'll get to who's fizzling, who's sizzling, Hernan's hot tip for tonight's game. But first, let's get to some... Oh, and we'll also get to some lineups as we'll have Montreal and Oilers have their lines, pairings, everything ready to go. But first, let's get to Dave Tippett as he met with the Edmonton media today. And he was asked about the changes to his D-core.
We have to defend better as a group. Our group of D last game was poor, and we made a couple changes to see if we can defend better.
Yeah, definitely interesting moves there for his D-core, but he needs to see something different. And he was also asked why Ethan Bear comes out here. This guy is, I mean, the top pairing guy, and he's going to sit out a game. Here's Dave Tippett.
We need him to play better. We got healthy D that are real competitive guys that are itching for a chance to play, and Ethan hasn't played as well as we'd like him to play, so we're going to give somebody else an opportunity.
It's going to be a reset. Ethan Bear will be in the lineup before you know it. He's too talented to be sitting out multiple games. Now, do they win? What do they do, right? Like, that's the tough question there. But Ethan Bear, I don't expect him to be out. I get what they're doing. I'm not a fan of it, but it is what it is. He was Dave Tippett was also asked about the level of accountability this season.
We have to get our group up and going as quick as we can, and there's no exhibition games to go through the... to get the kinks out, we have to try to make sure that we're competing, and every game is like a playoff standard game. And if you're not ready to compete in those games, we'll try somebody else. And that's where we're at.
Yeah, it's going to be high. And with the amount of depth the Oilers have, especially in the forward group, some guys, if they're not producing or showing up, they're easily going to be replaced. So we'll see what happens there. And speaking of not producing, the bottom six hasn't done much offensively for the Edmonton Oilers. Dave Tippett was asked about his bottom six.
Yeah, just looking, we're trying to find some chemistry of those two lines down there. It's just Nygaard gives us some speed and tenacity. Arch can jump around the lineup there. We need him as a penalty killer, but we're looking for a sound fourth line there. Shore has actually been, he didn't get much time the first game, but Shore was actually pretty good last game, so we'll continue to watch him, see where we can get to. But those the bottom six group there, we're trying to find something that looks like it could mesh and be successful.
Yeah, they definitely need to do more there. Hopefully it starts tonight. And lastly here, Willie Lagesson draws into his first game of the season. Dave Tippett was asked why he felt he's ready.
You know, he's a hard player. He competes hard. And I watched all his games when he played in over in Europe this year. And his puck movement and the ability to make some plays seems like it was very much improved. He came into camp. He's had a strong camp. You know, we wanted to give Jonesy that first look. You know, so now we'll try Lagesson in there. But he's played well. He deserves a chance. He's you know, he works hard in practice, but he competes hard. He competes hard in front of the net and in the corners. And if his puck game can continue to improve, you know, he could be a real good player. You have to remember, like, if you look at 2 years ago, when I came last year, there was, in talking to our scouts and our coaching staff down in Bakersfield, the three guys that they thought were very even were Lagesson, Jones, and Bear. And Bear played a full year last year. Jones got up and going, but they had Lagesson right in that group. So, you know, he needs an opportunity. He hasn't played very much. He needs the opportunity, just like Bear and Jones got the opportunity. And, you know, that's what I told him this morning. The opportunity is in front of you. Let's see what we can do.
All right, that was Dave Tippett meeting with the Edmonton media today ahead of their game against the Montreal Canadiens. Interesting lineup changes. Let's get to those right now. For your Edmonton Oilers, your first line is going to be RNH McDavid Cassian. Second line stays intact. Calhoun, Draisaitl, Yamamoto. As I mentioned, Nygaard will play with Turris and Puljujarvi, and Archibald is going to be on your fourth line with Devin Shore and Alex Chase. On defensively, this is where they rocked the boat a bit. Darnell Nurse is now on your first pairing with Slater Cuckoo, will play on the right side. Chris Russell gets his first game of the season as he's paired with Tyson Barrie, and Willie Lagesson will play with a struggling Adam Larson. Out for the Edmonton Oilers, JJ Kyra, Tyler Ennis, Ethan Bear, and Caleb Jones. Mikko Koskinen gets the start in net. He's faced a ton of rubber. Let's see what the Oilers can do to help their goaltender out. Take a look at Montreal's lineup for today as courtesy of John Liu from TSN, as he tweeted out the lines earlier today. Montreal will line up like this. First line will be Thomas Tatar, Dano, and Brendan Gallagher. Their second line, Jonathan Drouin, Suzuki, and Josh Anderson. Third line, Joel Armia, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Tyler Toffoli. And their fourth line will be Lehkonen, Evans, and Paul Byron. Defensively, Ben Chiarot with Shea Weber, Joel Edmondson with Jeff Petrie, and their third pairing will be Brett Kulik and the young, impressive Russian Romanov. And in net, it's going to be Jake Allen for the Montreal Canadiens. A bit of a drop-off, but not that much, as Jake Allen could be a starter on many, many teams. One team comes to mind. Yeah, but Jake Allen gets the start between the pipes, so the Oilers get a little bit of a break. Who's sizzling? I gotta go with Kyler Yamamoto. He's been their best player through three games. He's been the most consistent. I have no complaints about him in any of the games. He's just in there. He's fighting. He's battling. He's creating. He does it all for this team. Kyler Yamamoto has been even more impressive than he was last season. So he's my who's sizzling. Who's fizzling? I think it's got to be Ethan Bear. I mean, top pairing defenseman on the Edmonton Oilers. I'm not saying he's a top pairing defenseman. I'm saying on the Oilers he is, because he's playing with Darnell Nurse. They've been playing a ton of minutes. He struggled mightily against the Habs on Saturday. Fair enough. But man, four games in and you're already out of the lineup. So I'm a fan of Ethan Bear. I'm not a fan of this move. Dave Tippett is a much smarter guy than me when it comes to coaching hockey, so maybe he's on to something here. We'll see. But when Ethan Bear is in his second year, coming off an excellent first season, being counted on to be a big part of this team going forward, playing with Darnell Nurse, and he's already out of the lineup, it's a reset. I get it. I understand what Tip's doing, but he's got to be my who's fizzling. Hernan's hot tip? How about we lower the shots? Holy smokes. Oilers opponents are averaging 37 shots a game. A game. So let's start with baby steps. Let's get it under 30. If you're at 29, you're gonna win brownie points in Hernan's book. So how about Hernan's hot tip? Let's help out your goaltender and lower the shot totals here. Let's get it under 30 for tonight's game, and you're probably going to be a lot more successful. So that is your Hernan's hot tip. Question of the day: do you like the moves made to the decor of the Edmonton Oilers ahead of their game tonight? It's a simple yes or no. Explain if you want. Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Once again, your question of the day: do you like the moves made by Dave Tippett to his decor ahead of their game against Montreal Canadiens? You want my answer? It's a no. I do not like the moves. I don't think Lagesson moves the dial at all. I don't think he makes you better defensively. I was expecting Caleb Jones for Chris Russell, so I like that move, but I don't like Bear being out. Like, he's one of your better defensemen, moves a puck, like I've been saying nonstop, and I just don't think Lagesson moves the dial. I don't like him with Larson either. Larson's a guy that's struggling mightily. So, but again, that's why you play the game. So we'll wait and see on that. But for me, I do not like the moves. All right, that's going to wrap up the Monday edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's Oilers and Canadiens, 7 o'clock puck drop. Should be another great game. Hopefully for Oilers fans, the Oilers pick up the win. My prediction for the game, to be quite honest with you, I really like what the Montreal Canadiens have brought in. Josh Anderson looks legit. They're young guys, especially Suzuki is awesome. Tatar is feeling good, scoring two beauties on Saturday. So I'm going to roll with the Montreal Canadiens. I think it'll be a lot closer, but I think Montreal pulls this one out by a score of 3-2. Not the popular pick, but I'm just going with the good old head instead of the heart right now. Don't come at me, please, 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 please. Hopefully the Oilers win, though. Rooting for them, but I'm a little concerned about that D core in this team as a whole defensively, and I'm a little concerned with Mikko Koskinen as well. That's the truth. That's the reality of the Oilers situation right now. So we'll see what happens tonight down at Rogers Place. All right, thank you for listening. Make sure to download and subscribe for the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.